What's up, everybody? Welcome to this, the final episode of season one of the Reality Check podcast. Kyle Enright, Natalie Metzner in the booth. One final time this season, talking all things Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, and Big Brother. More so just Big Brother right now because we've wrapped up BB17. Obviously, Steve taking home the $500,000. Vanessa getting booted out. I was a little bit upset about that. But anyways, we'll get to that later. Natalie, your thoughts on the last season of Big Brother here?
Well, I think it was good. It seemed to go by really fast.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, all of a sudden it was just over.
Yeah.
Which depresses me.
I've heard, like, a lot of, and you've watched the show longer than I have, I've heard a lot of people say this was one of the weaker seasons of Big Brother.
I agree with that. There's usually a lot more, like, showmance drama, just, like, in-house drama.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was pretty, like, tame this summer. Everyone seemed to, like, get along.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying, like, you know, the competitors were a little weak. And there's too many, yeah, like you just said, too many friendships.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of, like, not enough secret alliances that actually lasted. Like, they'd make an alliance and it would last, like, 2 weeks and then it'd be, like, out the window. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the scamper squad, did that thing even happen?
I don't even remember. I don't know. That's what yeah. I'm saying. I don't know.
So, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Good for him, but I wasn't. You know, I was Team Vanessa all the way. So I thought that kind of sucked that he... That last HOH comp was a little... Like, the balance thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was... I don't know. It got so intense because at the end when they was tied.
Mm-hmm.
And then they each had a different answer. And I was like, oh, boy.
You can hear the crowd, too, going like, oh.
Yeah. Like, it was... I don't know. I'm glad Liz didn't win because...
Why?
I don't know. I sound so mean being like I'm not a Liz fan, but I just didn't like Liz. She just really, really annoyed me. I think it was her voice. And just like everything about her, I'm like, you're so annoying.
You didn't like the, oh my God.
Yeah. Like I couldn't, no. Yeah. Those two needed to go a long time ago. Austin grosses me out.
Yeah.
I think that too. Like I think the cast didn't really have a huge like effect on me. I didn't really like anyone. Like I liked Johnny Mac and James. And Shelly and Clay.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it.
Yeah, James took home the favorite so house happy. Guest.
So happy.
I thought Jason was going to snake that one up.
Did you?
Yeah.
No.
Because, I mean, the world stopped when Jason got evicted, like, way back in, like, week, I don't
Jason
know, 9
also
or 10.
Really annoyed me, though. He was too much to handle.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad he was gone. I'm so excited that James won that. James was fun.
Yeah.
He deserved it.
And I know we were talking about it before the show that Johnny Mac tweeted out that there's no way that Vanessa, like, could have cheated because she studied 24/7. Like, there's no way that Steve could have had an advantage in that. Like, that's just a fair and square loss.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I found really funny was at the end when Julie Chen was like, okay, Vanessa, you have this bomb that you want to drop on everybody. Why don't you go ahead and say it? And she's like, okay, everybody, like, I've been a professional poker player for, like, 4 years, and I've won, like, $4.5 million, and I'm one of the top females. And everyone was like, yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah, no one cared.
Nobody cared.
That's the thing. If that was, like, on another season, I think people would have been flipping out.
Like, I think they were all expecting, like, oh, my God, that explains why you're so good or something. Everyone's just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, it was weird. It was maybe, like, a three-second, like, oh, and then complete subject change.
Yeah.
I also noticed, like, poor Meg. Meg just wanted Clay so bad.
Oh, man. I know.
When the show was over, she's just, like, standing by Clay's side. He's, like, talking to Shelly. Doesn't care about Meg. Like, Meg, just walk away. You look so...
She got the short end of the stick. Yeah.
Oh, has she accepted you yet?
No. No. And I know. Like, what the heck? I know you have your phone now. Kind of rattled.
Sorry.
But she's going on the Gronk ship.
Yeah. She could have you, who looks like Gronk, but...
Oh, yeah.
You don't look like Gronk. You've
trying
got
my best.
One up on Gronk.
Oh, hey now.
Hey!
So, Steve, It did seem like America wanted him to win, just because of who he is. And he's the trombone guy, and he's got the, you know, he's mommy's favorite little guy, and whatever. And he didn't... I don't... People say that he, like, schemed his way through and he made a lot of alliances and he, you know, schemed his way through all the way to Final Three. I don't think so.
I don't think he did it at all.
I think he just didn't make as many enemies as the other people did.
For sure. And he just seemed like a genuine nice guy, and that's why I think he got majority votes, because he just was nice. Like, mm-hmm. Everyone liked him. He didn't really have a problem with anybody. Like, Vanessa, which also was so funny, that Vanessa just, like, stone cold face during, like, the voting.
Yeah.
Like, just no emotion whatsoever.
I really wanted her. I don't even think she would have won, though. Even if she would have. Like, I don't think she had the votes in jury.
No.
And you could even see Jackie when she went out. She's like, I'm voting for the person who's wanted this their whole life. Why don't you just say Steve next time?
Yeah.
Like, you know, what did Steve win by? Like, it was like 5-3 or something.
I don't remember. Did they show all the votes? Because sometimes
they didn't need to get to a couple others.
Okay, that's what I thought. And I wish they showed. Because, like, I always like to know who voted for which way.
So, I mean, good for Steve, you know, going on. And he definitely, in the early weeks, was definitely not a favorite. That's for sure.
No, like, he was weird. He's still a little bit weird. Like, all those times he'd just be in the diary room. Not even the diary room, but, like, every other room just talking to himself.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit odd.
I mean, it was close, because he won that, first of all, that crossword HOH looks so much fun.
So fun.
I wanted to do that.
It was huge. When they, like, showed the person standing against it, it was so big.
Putting up the word double eviction would take a solid, like, 5-6 minutes. But good for him, because he's not a physical competitor, mm-hmm. and that was definitely not a competition tailor-made for him.
Totally thought Liz beat him.
So did I. The way they edited it too in the show, it looked like
he's out.
It looks like Liz blasted through it.
Yeah.
He only beat her by 4 minutes. I think it was like 29-33 or something. But
it's a long time. I'm always shocked when they reveal times. I'm like, wow, that took that long.
Yeah. I wish, and I know that a buddy of mine said that they usually do that HOH comp as the final one to go kind of through the whole season of what people say. I kind of don't like that. I think it should be based on, make it like a, you know, physical and mental combination of both, some super HOH, instead of just making it like, can you remember what this person said 10 weeks ago?
I would be the absolute worst at those.
Oh, same.
I don't remember what was said yesterday, let alone 95 days ago.
Like, yeah.
No.
And I mean, apparently Vanessa was like walking around with a book and that's like jotting down like day one what happened today, day two what happened today.
I'm shocked that you're allowed to do that though.
Yeah, you think it should be in this
note? I didn't think you'd be allowed to do that, because to me, I mean, it's not going to say it's cheating, but it's kind of like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, but if you're taking it really seriously, like if you're just there to have fun,
mm-hmm.
if you win the $500,000, awesome, but if you're just there to have fun, obviously you wouldn't do that. But I think Vanessa was there cold-blooded.
But like, you don't need $500,000 more.
The HOH before, like, I think 2 weeks, the one with the karate.
Mm-hmm.
She was nailing those days, like, no tomorrow.
So is Johnny Mack.
It's like, oh, this one's day 66. Like, how do you remember that? That's crazy.
I know. I would have no idea.
Yeah.
I feel like being in that house, I wouldn't even know what day of the week it was. Because I'd be like, wait, is it Friday or is it Tuesday? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And I guess, like, I guess sort of it psychologically starts to drain on you. Like, you have no touch with the outside world for like 100 days.
That's the thing.
Long time.
Why would you even want to know what day it was? You'd be like, woo.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know.
I don't know. For this being one of the few Big Brother seasons that I've really indulged in, like completely, I've watched, I didn't miss one episode. I watched every single one. I don't know if it was weak, but I've heard that there's episodes where there are guys that hate each other.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see a lot of hate.
So like, intense.
Maybe when James was like, okay, Shelly, I'm not going to put you up on the block. And Clay
that
say
too.
That
was weak hate, though.
Like, that's, you know, Clay's like, bro, that was not cool. Like, that was about the extent of the hatred. So
you would have loved last season with Derek.
Yeah.
If you thought Vanessa was a good player, Derek was a 10 times way better
player. Steve said that Vanessa was the best Big Brother player he's ever seen.
No.
I think that that's a strong case.
Oh.
Vanessa was amazing.
She was great, but Derek was also great. Derek was a cop. So Derek knew undercover, like he knew how to play it.
He was an undercover Big Brother.
Yeah. he was so good. He was so good. I don't even think he was nominated one time the whole season.
Yeah.
Like he just, oh man, I wish they came on DVD. I'd buy all of them.
Yeah.
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 So, I mean, it was, you know what, but it's sad. I mean, that was a big part of the summer.
It was a big part.
Big bro.
Like, piece of me is gone now. What am I going to do every Sunday, Wednesday,
yeah,
Thursday?
So let's do just a little brief, like a little reality check award ceremony for our
Can't
players.
Wait.
I'm going to drop this on you right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Most hated player. Go.
Of this season?
Yes.
That I hate?
That you hated the most.
Oh, boy. Davon.
Davon, really? Wow. Okay.
Or Audrey. But I don't want to have that like whole hate on me because I said I hated Audrey.
Yeah.
Sorry, world. She just like was annoying. She's beautiful, but she just like she's like a baby. Like that time when she refused to come to the nominations and all that because like, she knew she was going up.
All the power to her for what she did for the transgender community.
Yeah.
Like that's you know fantastic and super two thumbs up for you. But.
But
yeah,
you're
she
on
was really
a
annoying.
Game show. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, who's yours?
Austin, 1,000%. Not even close.
I forgot about him. See? I could not
Judas
last
crap
in that
out of
show.
Here.
Ugh.
Like, and also, like, what a little slithery snake. Like, go onto the show. You have a girlfriend. Just, I'm going to go get another one.
I am dying to know.
What is happening currently with that?
Yes, and, like, with his real girlfriend.
We have no real check updates on that situation, but we should get on that.
I'm going to get on it as soon as this is over. I'm dying.
Most WTF moment throughout the season.
For me, it was probably finding out that Austin had a girlfriend.
But during the Zingbot?
Yeah, just like that was shocking to me because I'm like, you're disgusting. How do you have a girlfriend at home and now you have another girlfriend?
This yeah.
Man has two girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine would be, you know what? When Johnny Mac got evicted and then came back,
mm-hmm.
won, and then went all the way to Final Three and was so close to winning that HOH and he missed the buzzer by like...
I know. That was sad. That was my saddest moment.
That was pretty crazy. Like, I thought, imagine that. That would have been the biggest comeback of all time.
Yeah. He was
in
great.
Anything.
I really enjoyed him.
Your favorite moment of the season? Your absolute favorite.
I don't know.
Moment.
This is crazy. I don't even remember from the beginning. I honestly don't remember. I just probably just like all the times that James would scare people. Like
yeah,
he's just so funny.
That was always, yeah.
He's just so funny.
You know what? I was a huge fan of Chloe. I'll say it.
So was I.
I was a huge
loved
fan of
them. I was gonna say when they kissed, but I didn't want that to be sappy.
We can be sappy.
I also loved
that was a big
time.
Moment.
It was a big moment. I also, like, that's crazy. It took them that long to have their first kiss.
I don't know
if I believe it. I know, right?
Yeah.
They
need a
like,
reality check on that.
Shared
date.
A bed all the time and stuff. I'm sure you've kissed before.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And finally, your favorite player. Who's your favorite one this season? Matei's favorite goes to...
Okay, hold on. Player, though, or just, like, favorite? Because, like... I love Johnny Mac, but he was a good player, but like I love James.
Yeah, like you're the one that you were looking forward to seeing every Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Probably James. Well, I don't know. It's a tie between them because Johnny Mac's like diary room screaming was so funny.
Yeah.
Everything he said, I would laugh at.
His laugh is insane.
He's hilarious. I wish so bad he was my dentist.
Yeah, the fact that he's a dentist is even like puts a cherry on top.
Because hilarious.
What kind of dentist have you ever met? A dentist who will talk like that. Every time you meet a dentist, they're like, all right, how are you doing? How's school?
Could you
Open
imagine?
Up. Yeah. Everything looks good. See you later.
Speaking of dentists, though, do you find it annoying when they're trying to have conversations with you with tools in your mouth? You're like,
yeah.
I can't respond.
And they'll ask you nothing like no yes or no questions. It's like, oh, how many years have you been in school?
Yeah.
So you have to say like,
full detailed questions. I'm like, I can't speak when you have a mirror and a drill in my mouth. I'm sorry.
Or when your mouth's frozen and they're like, here, you can rinse.
Yeah.
You take the cup and like it's just half the water goes right down your shirt. It's like,
okay way
this
off
is,
topic here.
This is we are going a little off.
Okay, Gal, who's your favorite player? We all already know.
Well, Vanessa like was amazing. She was just so great and I was so happy to see her go as far as she did.
Yes.
Big fan of Clay, though.
I loved Clay, too.
He was great. Clay Honeycutt.
What a great name. Remember I picked him for my first
We sat in this room and picked 100 days ago.
That's wild.
Yeah, wow. It's
probably was because we also took a three-month break. So, like, I mean, makes sense. That's 90 days right there.
This summer, like, really flew by.
Yeah. it's really depressing because right now it's cold and rainy out.
Yeah,
and
just jumping a little off topic here from Big Brother.
Yeah, but yeah, we
like
are.
This summer went by so fast.
It did.
And now it's all gloomy outside and
big changes happening in the world.
Yeah. By the way, just for all the amazing listeners out there, this will not be the final season of Reality Check.
Cause to clarify, it's a little touchy subject here.
Yeah, it's just it's just a hard pressed time for the both of us. We're just getting into starting our careers out, so obviously some things take precedence, but in no way, shape, or form is this the final edition here of
Reality Check.
Reality Check podcast.
I feel like I'm gonna get choked up. Can't talk about it.
It's a sensitive subject over here.
But
you'll be moving downtown, so
this is true. So we will podcast with wine. It'll be even better.
Oh man,
way better podcast. Okay. Speaking of awards, let's just rewind for a second to Bachelorette Awards.
Oh, okay.
Just because although I don't even remember any of the men anymore. Okay, who was your favorite besides Sean? Because Sean doesn't count because he was a winner.
No, he was such a bro. You know what? And it's a very common answer, but Ben H, I mean, good for that dude for being the next Bachelor too. I mean, that's, you know.
But you loved Ben Z.
And that was the biggest, that was a WTF moment when he got, oh man.
Yeah.
That was like, I actually like remember, it's like, oh, do you remember where you were when Ben Z got evicted? It's like, yeah, I do.
Who stayed over him? Was it Joe?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was because he was in they were in that castle. And then remember it came down to Joe, Sean, Nick, and Ben H. They were the final like four.
Ben H or Ben Z?
Ben H.
Ben H.
Ew, then Ben H was
Joe. I forgot.
Because then Joe just left, right?
Yeah, because Joe was crazy.
Oh, and Jared and
oh yeah, Jared.
Was that other guy, Chris, the guy that was the dentist, the cupcake?
Oh yeah, I liked him too. I love just looking at their Instagrams. They're all just like hanging out still as buds. Yeah, Tanner and Jade just posted on Instagram. Jade moved in officially.
She moved in.
She moved to Kansas City officially.
Oh, poor girl.
Really? Tanner's house looks nice, though.
Really?
I'd live there. It's probably cheap, too. It's probably cheap.
Do you know the real estate in Kansas City?
No, but I watch House Hunters. I'm just saying it's probably cheap. You can get a house for $80,000 in Texas. I'm sure Kansas City's up there.
Whatever happened to Claire?
She's crazy. I don't know. She's still single.
She's just off being crazy with other crazies?
Raccoons and stuff, yeah. She's beautiful. I don't know
she
why
is.
Her...
She
I don't
totally
know.
Deserves somebody good.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with her. I'm not sure.
Yeah. How about you? Favorite guy besides Sean?
I was a Ben H fan. And I mean, after Bachelor in Paradise, I'm a real big JJ fan.
Ugh.
I know. I know you don't like him, but he's just like,
ooh.
He's just so cute with his daughter. I think that just wins me over. Dads and their kids. I'm like, oh, I can't. Just if you're a dad with a kid, watch out.
Let's just rewind again because I got to bring something up. You know who I absolutely loved on Big Brother? And I'm a huge fan of. Follow her on Instagram now. Becky.
Ugh. Really?
Also, how kind of like was it when Julie Chen was like the clue for Becky?
Was it a lie if she got hit by a train?
Like, what the heck was that? It's like, oh, I didn't actually get hit by a train. Gotcha. It's like, whoa.
That really? Wait.
No, that didn't happen. But I think that's a little sensitive subject for Becky.
No, so. Because I think it's a lie.
No, it's that wasn't it.
No, but I'm saying to you, I think that's not a true story.
I think it is a true
How
story.
How does just your face get hit by a train? How does she not have shoulder damage, arm,
Maybe she does, and she just
leg?
Recouped. Like,
no.
I don't she's beautiful.
I don't believe it.
Tate does not approve.
I don't feel that you only got hit by your face. Like, it just it doesn't.
This conversation's going all over the place.
I just don't understand how no other body part got hit. Like, I've watched Grey's Anatomy for like 10 years.
Oh, well, then it's got to be true.
And never once has someone got hit by a bus, a train, a plane, a submarine, only in the face.
Grey's Anatomy, aka Which Doctor Sleeping With Who.
Shh, stop.
Stupid as shit.
Stop it.
Sorry.
R.I.P. McDreamy.
I used to be at home all the time, and I would come home after like a basketball game, and all I would want to do is sit down with dinner and watch a basketball game, and my mom and my sister would be occupying the big TV watching Grey's Anatomy, and I'm like, geez, is this show still going?
I know.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be honest with you. It should have ended a few years ago, But then, like, I didn't watch all last year, and then I watched the last two episodes when Patrick Dempsey was killed off, and I got into it a little
bit.
How
did he die?
Well, it started off, he was saving some people in a car accident, and then he got, I think, put in a car accident. I forget.
Because, like, Twitter, like, blew up.
Yeah, but he, do you know why he was killed off?
No.
This is a scandal. So, the creator, Shonda Rhimes, so Meredith is best friends with Dempsey's wife in real life. And Dempsey had an affair on his wife with one of the makeup artists.
Bad boy.
And Gray found out. And Gray told Shonda Rhimes. And Shonda Rhimes said, absolutely not on my set. And fired him instantly. So, like, they quickly had to write a kill-off episode. But then she was pregnant. So now she has a baby. So now she has three children and no husband.
What a mess.
It's just a... Yeah, I stopped watching. I can't... It's like Teen Mom, but not teen.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Can't keep up.
Also, for all the listeners, I did not put in an application to try out for Big Brother.
You should have. It's disappointing.
There is just not enough hours in the day.
I know. Imagine the days were like 32 hours.
Oh,
you know how much more sleep you get at night?
I know. Well, we could just take a day out of the week and make it all the other days a little longer.
A three-day weekend instead?
Yeah.
I'd be into it. This is like the most random discussion we've ever had.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go out in style because we came in style to Taylor Swift's In Style.
Yeah, shout out to her being in Toronto this weekend.
I'll be in attendance.
I know you will.
On the floor.
I will not. It's a pretty touchy subject.
Think she'll see me? I'll probably be the tallest guy. You know, I figure I'm going to be standing around a bunch of like...
Imagine she picked you out and then you guys like dated.
I don't know all the lyrics to all the songs though. Like I know all the songs.
Are you
but,
serious?
Like in or...
Oh my God,
I Know Places. What a great song.
I hate that song.
Wow.
It's probably the worst song on the album.
That's a great song.
Okay. And disagree.
New Romantics. Really good song.
Which?
New Romantics.
I've never even heard of that. I don't think that's a Taylor Swift song.
I will show it to you after the show.
Okay, guys.
Oh, I'll tell you, this is so fun.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to miss doing this. This is
we are going to.
There's always happy times in here.
What's happy times? Everyone watching us from the glass walk by.
Yeah, and everyone's always looking in going, I wonder what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, guess what? Reality TV. It's the only thing to talk about. Mm-hmm.
Yep, go ahead and follow us on Twitter as well if you haven't already. realitycheck_KT.
Yeah,
it's such a blast doing this podcast. This was sort of the first time we ever did something like this.
Mm-hmm.
This idea just sort of sprung out of nowhere.
Yeah, took a while to finally...
A lot of sports podcasts, considering it is a sports journalism class. But we went a little outside the box.
Took a different route and... Had a good time.
We had a lot of fun. Really appreciate all the listens, for sure.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
So, you know, you throw something out there like that, you're not, you know, you're just doing it for practice. And really, we've gotten great feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
It's been a lot of fun. We love pumping these out, so.
We do.
Anyways, thanks so much for listening the last, last summer, I mean, the whole summer, really. I don't know how many weeks it was, like 14, 15 weeks. Thanks so much for listening for myself and for Nate.
Yeah, totally. We apologize for this random episode, like the ending of it.
To apologize. We're just,
this is just us. This is our just
this
casual.
This is just Kyle and Tay-Tay. This is
daily
doing
conversations.
But once
Bachelor starts in
January. Yeah, once the Bachelor starts and everything starts to kind of pick up again in January, we'll get right back in.
Oh, we'll be back. Better than ever.
Better than ever.
Better than ever. We'll be very experienced from our internships.
Yeah, we got 8 episodes of experience under our belt.
And, our internships will help us learn how to be better.
What a political way to end it.
I'm very excited for my internship, so I think it'll help us a lot.
You're going to do great.
You too.
Oh, you too. Anyways, okay, it's been a blast.
Totally. Thanks for everything, guys.
Thanks so much. See you later.
Bye.